Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
And right now we are connecting to Minister Boniwe Molefe. She's the Minister of the Word of God. She's a mother. She's a wife. And I had a privilege of attending one of her conferences. You know, such a blessing indeed. She's a blessing in the kingdom of God. And this afternoon, she's bringing a message, you know, for women, for Women's Month. Even as a man, I did say that you can always take something from what's being shared, even if it's directed to women, since we're celebrating Women's Month. But this is a message for all of us this afternoon. And when we were speaking earlier on, arranging for this interview, she said she'd be sharing with us from the book of Genesis, chapter 38, about the story of Tamar. Minister Boniwe Molefe, welcome to Spectrum. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, it's simple. I'm blessed of the Lord. And how are you, sis?
I'm also blessed. Good to have you on this afternoon.
Thank you very much. It is such an honor to be on Radio Pulpit this afternoon.
Amen. Now, please take us through the story of Tamar leading to our motivation for this afternoon. What's in your heart?
All right. Before we go to the story of Tamar, let me quickly share that in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 7.
Amen.
God says to us this afternoon that I know your sorrows. The Lord says, I have surely seen how cruel my people have been treated. God says, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, God says, I am aware of their suffering. God says, I am aware of your pain. I am aware of your diseases. I am aware of your sickness. God says, as our greatest physician, He knows it all.
Amen.
He knows everything that is happening in us. So you, maybe you are sick, you are a patient this afternoon. I want you to know that God knows and God sees what you can do. Just hush. Secondly, God as our master, He knows. Runa, as the vessels in the potter's hand, what we can do, it is to trust God and obey, not judge what He is doing with our lives or what He's doing in our lives. Remember, in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 7, God says, I know your sorrow. I know everything. And He is also the head. Now, God as the head, He is strong. And God wants us also to be strong. God says, we must be strong and take everything that he has set out for us. As a head, he is the head over the human enemies. He is the head over the rulers, the powerful spirits that have authority over this dark world. Now, going to to Tamar, the woman that has encouraged me this month of August. The Bible says, Tamar, she has went through the series of traumatic life events. Tamar, she has gone through betrayal, heartbreak, deception, defeat. Tamar has gone through isolation, rejection, shame, and abandonment. Listen, this is what I'm saying to the woman and to whoever who has gone through these things that I have mentioned. You are a cycle breaker. Everything that has happened in your life, let it pluck you to give birth to the vision and the dreams that will overcome the generational obstacles, the visions and the dreams that will break beyond barriers. I'm saying to you, God has planted in your spirit womb the Perez and the Zera.
Amen.
The breakthrough, it is your portion, and the sun will rise again.
Amen.
That's my message, the word of encouragement that I'm bringing to the woman this month. Continue to enjoy the rest of the month. God bless you.
God bless you. You know, I'm listening to what you were sharing about Tamar, all the things that she has went through. And I believe there might be one or two women listening this afternoon and they feel like they're not worth it. You know, they've been divorced and, you know, they are unemployed. They are struggling to conceive children. You know, they've moved from one place to the other. They don't have permanent residency. They are waiting relying and trusting on God, and they feel like giving up. They feel like nothing happens. And here is Minister Molefe bringing a powerful message about Tamar, a woman who has, you know, seen it all, you know, but yet God had a mandate, God had a purpose, you know, and I believe this is a message we need to hear even today, that it doesn't matter what we are going through, where we have been, you know, God loves us and God is with us. And I loved that sharing from Exodus 3:7 about, I know your sorrow.
I know your suffering. God says, I know your pain. God says, I've been long watching you, going through all the pains, going through all the sleepless nights. God says, I've been there watching, but now I have come down to rescue you. God says, I've came down to deliver you from the pain and the depression that you've been going through.
Sure. And also with the current COVID-19 pandemic, Minister Molefe, you know, it has brought so much uncertainty in a whole lot of women's lives and families, you know, because many people have lost their family members due to COVID. You know, businesses have closed down. Many people have lost jobs. And we really need courage during this time. We really need to be reminded that God is with us. He has never moved.
And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So he is there. He's there. He's watching every step of your way. He's there. He knows what is happening in your life. What you need to do is just to trust him, obey him. Don't even ask questions. Don't even judge him. Just trust him and rely on him.
Sure. Yeah. Amen. And now, Minister Molefe, for those who still want to get more knowledge about Tamar in the Bible, you know, what sort of instances did this woman go through?
You will know that Tamar was married to Er, who was the first husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, because the first husband was wicked in the eyes of the Lord, or in the sight of the Lord, God allowed him to die.
Sure.
Now, there are women who are blaming themselves after the death of their husband, or maybe the society is blaming them after the death of their husband.
Mm.
I want you to stop complaining. I want you to stop worrying. I want you to stop blaming yourself, because maybe it could be that he is no longer in your life, because He saw every wicked thing that has been done behind your back. I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but I'm quoting from the book of Genesis chapter 38, verse 6. The Bible says, God saw the wickedness of Er, and God allowed Er to be removed or to die.
Hmm.
The second marriage, it was the brother of Er. The Bible says, Onan also, he was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and God allowed him to die.
Sure.
Now, maybe your first husband is dead, your second husband is dead, and now the society is taking you with all the names that you are the reason why your husband is dead, or your partner is dead, or maybe the in-laws, they are blaming you why your husband is dead. Listen, woman of God. We're going back to Genesis chapter 38.
Amen.
God saw everything that was happening behind your back. That is why he allowed him to be removed. Maybe it is not a husband. Let's say maybe you are listening when maybe your husband is not dead, but there are people who are no longer part of your journey or part of your life. I want you to know that, but it is okay that they have left you. Maybe it is because God has removed them in your life purposely, because of the certain stuff that they were doing behind your back. So take courage in the book of Tamar. Utanebi, this woman, trust God. Trust God, even if it's painful. Trust God, even if it's shameful. Continue to trust God. God knows what is it that he's doing in your life.
And, you know, you mentioned a part about people living your life. And I realize how sometimes, I mean, from my own experience as well, how many times when people leave us, we cry. You know, you're thinking, God, this person and I have been friends forever. Now, all of a sudden, they are detaching themselves from me. What have I done? And sometimes it's God's plan and purpose to remove certain people your life.
Exactly.
But at that time when it happens, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And you blame yourself. The community blames you. But as a woman of God, the woman who believes in God, trusts God's plan.
Sure.
He says, I have a plan for you, and my plan, it is not to harm you. My plan, it is to prosper you.
Amen. Sure. Now, Amen. Minister Molefe, if the Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you, how do we get hold of you? Are you visible on social media? Do you have a ministry number? How do we get you?
All right. I'm not so active in social platforms, but you can get me on my account Facebook. It's Boniwe Molefe. And then on WhatsApp, it's 078-134-24.
Just hold on a bit for me. You are too fast. It's 078-134-24-00.
Yes.
Okay. So, family, if you would like to keep in touch with Minister Boniwe Molefe or some encouragement on Facebook, she is Boniwe Molefe. Boniwe is Boniwe Molefe. Yes. And you can WhatsApp her on 078-134-2400.
Yes.
Yes. 078-134-2400. Now, Minister Molefe, I would like to give you an opportunity to lead us in prayer. Pray for the women. We are going through a lot as women. We have been through a lot. But just, you know, speak a blessing upon women and pray as the Spirit leads you.
Precious Heavenly Father, you are God and there's none like you. You are God in heaven. Above, you are God on earth below. Mighty Jesus, you are God even under the seas, under the ground, you are still God there. Lord God, I am bringing the tamas, I am bringing them to the altar, to the throne of grace and mercy. Father God, you know what they have gone through. I pray for deliverance. I pray that you rescue them. I pray that mighty Jesus, may they taste breakthrough. May they see the sun shining in their lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you have heard our prayer. We give you the glory, the honor, and the adoration. We love you so much, and we appreciate you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Minister Boniwe Molefe. She is on Facebook. You're welcome to follow her. You can WhatsApp her 078-134-2400. Thank you so much, my sister. May you have yourself a beautiful evening.
Bless your heart, it's important. Thank you very much.
Amen. Kialeboga. My family, Amen. That was Boniwe Molefe. Here is Pastor Helly Coleman with Jesus Is. And Jesus Is. He's the only one. He is to come. He is here. Jesus Is.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.